Welcome to Your Utah. This is Taylor Powers. I'm here with Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. And this episode is all things Halloween.
Yes. Finally.
Ha, 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 ha.
Finally Halloween. And we've got a couple of things. We've got one totally free. We've got one totally not free, but reasonably priced. So yeah. We're going to kind of hit the spectrum here. The first up, if you're looking for really great and basically free Halloween for your family or for, you know, whatever, you and your friends, hit up Gardner Village. Now, Gardner Village is a cluster of old pioneer-era buildings. Some of them have been brought in. Some of them were built in place. But now they form a small village on the border of Midvale and West Jordan. So it's very, very easy to get to. And it's even accessible by tracks.
Ooh.
So it's, in fact, I'll tell you the address. I'll tell you the address right now. The address is... They got a directions and transportation thing. It is 11th West and 78th South. So it's super, super easy to get to. And or you just, you know, put Gardner Village into your Google Maps. It'll take you right there.
Yeah, this day and age, I mean.
So what they do is they do the Witch Fest. And it is everything witches. Gardner Village embraces the witches for Halloween. And that's kind of it. You're not going to see the other Halloween stuff. It is witch central. They do witch displays. They do a witch scavenger hunt. They do witch adventures. They did on October 1st, they did a witches 5K run. So it's witches everything, right?
That's awesome.
But what's cool is it runs all through October. And the businesses that are there are open during the day anyway. So this is an all-day, everyday kind of a situation. And a couple of cool things that I saw that seemed like they would be really especially a lot of fun is up through the 29th, so up through just before Halloween, they do what's called the School of Spells at Spoiled Rotten Children's Boutique at Gardner Village. So they kind of rename all the stores too. So in School of Spells, they teach you how to do spells. These are for children. They're held between 2 and 5 p.m., and they run about 15 minutes per class. It's every Friday and Saturday during October.
Oh,
and
bummer. Children only?
Well, you know what? I bet if you snuck in there.
My costume as Hermione Granger would fit in perfect.
You could get it. No one would give you a second look. Just kind of slump a little bit to be, you know, a little extra short, and then, you know, you slide right in there.
Exactly.
So no reservations are required. So you just roll up. It's completely free. And so that's a really cool thing that you can do. Also, they do a whirling, twirling witch class, and that is done with the Classical Ballet Conservatory there at Gardner Village. And so they have ballet classes for kids ages 3 to 7, and it's $25 for a month. And so this month of October is all you know, witches, Halloween-themed dance. They do different themes every month.
That is so freaking cool.
It's awesome, right?
I love that.
Yeah. So get your kids out there, do a scavenger hunt, get them learning some spells. And you know what else, too? And this matters to a lot of people. Gardner Village is really good for photos. So if you want to get photos of your kids in their Halloween costumes.
Who doesn't?
Go there, do some of the things, because it's a really cool ambiance.
Oh, I could just imagine.
Yeah.
I haven't yet been there, but based off of what you've said with all the old buildings and it's Halloween.
Super fun.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, really fun. They've got a little pond and everything like that. So, so that's the free one. We're basically free. You know, it's free to get in and do all this stuff, and then you can decide what you want to pay for.
It's like a fair.
It's like, yeah, kind of like a fair, yeah. So when we come back, we've got one paid. So we do one free and one paid. We'll cover that. It is...
The Garden After Dark from Red Butte.
Garden After Dark.
I'll tell you all about it.
When we come back. Welcome back to Your Utah. I'm Ethan Miller here with Taylor Powers. And we are bringing you some info on fun things that you can do with your friends and family all year round, but especially for the Halloween season. That's what we're covering right now. We just talked about the witches-themed events at Gardner Village, which is on 11th West and 78th South, right there bordering Midvale and West Jordan. Now let's talk about one further up in Salt Lake. A little bit of a price tag, but still pretty reasonable for your family, I think.
Yeah, definitely reasonably, especially if you are a member of the Red Butte. So Red Butte Gardens is doing a spooky evening event from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be October 21st and 22nd, which is today and tomorrow, or October 27th through 29th. And it's going to be, for members, only $6, and then adults is 12. And, well, I guess it's not really after dark. 6 p.m. is not dark. When is time change?
It kind of, it's dark enough. Oh, I don't know when the time changes, but I've done this before.
Oh, okay. I have not, so I'm very excited.
It's really cool, and I will tell you, it gets dark enough
to make it
for
scary.
Halloween to be in full effect. Yeah.
I mean, I've been there in the day, and I can. It's already kind of spooky. I can imagine what it's going to be like at night.
Well, you know that lower garden area is all very well manicured. You know, with pathways and everything else like that. But what they do, at least this is what they had the year that I was there, which was just, I want to say 2 years ago, so recently, is they had a path through this wooded area. And the path wasn't very clear. I think they just did it just for this. And they had it marked by little carefully crafted and carefully lit Halloween displays that were periodically placed. And so in the darkness, you know, of the evening and then in the woods, it was effective. It was really cool because you're kind of going from display to display and you kind of got to go to the next one, which you can see. But it was neat. I really liked it a lot.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love spooky things. It's weird. I don't like haunted houses at all.
Really?
But when it's just a little bit creepy, like, you know, this is a sidetrack, but you know the ride at Disneyland, the Splash Mountain?
Yeah.
You know how when you get in line and you're all excited, a little nervous, hands are sweaty, and it's all happy, all the characters are singing, and you're just, you know, got a big grin on your face, and then it starts getting really dark.
Yeah.
Turn back now. And I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want to. But then at the end, you know, the grin is back, and you're like, I'm so glad I did. That's kind of...
At the end, they throw you off a cliff into the briar patch, no problem.
And they make sure to take a picture to capture the horror on your face.
And you get water dumped in your lap, and that's fun to walk around with.
Oh, man, I want to go to Disneyland. But Garden After Dark, the spookiness of it, I'm very excited for.
They also had food. I remember they had some food trucks and things like that when I was there.
Oh, cool.
So I really liked it. They had a lot of fun activities for kids, things that kids could do. And then it was just, you know, it's a family event, obviously. But it's a family event, but it's not childish.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
It's really cool.
Good.
I really enjoyed it. And, you know, Red Butte's been doing some awesome events like that. They've really, I remember growing up, Red Butte was cool. It was a place we would go. But it was not anywhere near what they do now. It was just a little kind of grassy area, and then you could walk up into the canyon. And nowadays, they hold some of the best concerts you're going to see all year in Salt Lake are held up there. This event, events, all those other events like it. I mean, it really is. Red Butte's really become a premier event location in Salt Lake.
Well, this is still, well, pretty much my first year in Salt Lake, so Red Butte has been one of my favorite spots.
Yeah.
I did, however, a couple of weeks ago, I was hiking around there, and I saw a tarantula.
Ah.
So.
Even extra Halloween fun.
Yes. If you see a tarantula, it may not be fake in that garden, so be on the lookout.
You know, I've only seen a tarantula in Utah once.
Me too.
And this is all the hiking and camping I've done, and it was up in Federal Heights, which is kind of in that same corner of the valley. So
that's where they like to hang out,
I guess.
During mating season, I guess. It's almost over, so.
Mating season for tarantulas? Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
They can finally go back in their burrows. But, you know, coming out for Halloween, that's, you know, as I said, effective.
It's fitting.
Yeah. All right, so two great events, great options for your family. One free, one paid.
Looks good.
I
hope you have a great weekend and Halloween if we don't talk to you. Thank you so much for listening from Your Utah. Now go enjoy it.